Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Gelb, there's a ton going on in the world of sports. I like this time of year because the NFL draft, the NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, you even have the Kentucky Derby this weekend. So where do you start? Are you all locked in on the NBA right now or NHL? Where are you?
Yeah, so I love hockey. So obviously I'm all over the Stanley Cup playoffs. But last night, the biggest story was that Knicks and Sixers game and the ending, how you saw the Sixers gag away game two. And then in game five, the Knicks returned the favor. And that was, Garden was rocking, 30 seconds left. You got all the former stars. It's probably like Solana's dream. And it's something that he loved last night, I'm sure. He just really was jumping up and down like a fat kid in a candy store because the Garden was 30 seconds away from sending the Sixers packing. It felt like the Knicks were back. And then, boom, Tyrese Maxey with the four-point play and then pretty much a half-court shot to get the game into overtime.
Hey, is Maxey the – can we talk about it? Where, like, Steph and LeBron and, you know, these older guys, KD, like, they're old now. We have to gather that like we gather Jordan being old. Is Tyrese Maxey one of those next up guys? Anthony Edwards is. We know the stars. Is Tyrese Maxey there?
So when he first got to Philly, and I've covered the Sixers a little bit, people are like, this is a guy that could turn into the complementary piece with Embiid. But I think a lot of people realized last year that they'll just never be on the same trajectory. Because even though Joel Embiid is going through a lot right now, the guy is never healthy. And he can't last through these playoff series. And if Maxey didn't bail his ass out last night, everyone would have been shredding Joel Embiid. So I don't know how many more deep playoff runs, and I know he's never got to the conference finals, Embiid has left in him. It feels like when Maxey, who looked like a star last night, really starts to get recognized as a star, unfortunately for the Sixers fan, those just two careers are just going to be going in two different places.
Will LeBron, Steph, or KD ever win another NBA championship?
No on LeBron, no on KD. If Steph wins another championship, I think it's because in his later years, and I know he's up there in age already right now, maybe he goes somewhere else and just plays like 18 minutes a game and is just a sharp three-point shooter. So right now, I have a tough time seeing him go somewhere else. So I would say that no, on all three.
And about KD, can KD change our thought of his career ever? If he does go somewhere, we joked yesterday. I was like, he'll take a league minimum in Denver and go and win another championship. Something like that. Can KD change his thought at any point? Like our thought of his career at any point?
The damaging part to Kevin Durant's legacy, and he was about to be like considered a top 10 player of all time. It was trending in that direction, is that he made a villain move. And I never really had a problem with him going to Golden State like others. He should have just embraced being a villain and gave everyone the middle finger and pulled off like four or five championships. And then eventually, how much could you still hold it against him with him going to Golden State? Instead, he got sensitive. The Draymond Green situation happened. Also, fans chirping at him, oh, go win a real championship in Brooklyn. Look, him losing in the second round with Harden and Kyrie hurt is the most praise that he's got in a long time because he had a great performance up against the Bucks. But this is a disaster in Phoenix. To not even have a pulse and to get swept out of the first round is just an absolute joke. So I think the damaging part about KD is we'll all say, yeah, great player, top 20 player, top 15 player of all time. But a lot of people are going to remember the Charles Barkley comments that he's more of a bus rider rather than driving the bus, and it's resonated to be true.
Gail brings up a good point. He should have just stuck around in Golden State, because even though he joined an already championship team, if he knocks down four or five rings, you got no leg to stand on. Like, he's got multiple rings, and they built a dynasty and whatever.
Like, and let me make a local comparison here. Like, when LeBron did go to Miami, we all knew that was perceived as Dwayne Wade's team. But everyone down deep knew the best player was LeBron James. In Golden State, we all knew that was Steph's team, but Kevin Durant won the two finals MVPs. If he would have just stayed there, I think eventually everyone would have let the going to Golden State kind of moment go, because even though there was a lot of outrage initially, you win four or five championships, you can't really take away much from that guy, especially when he keeps on hitting big shot after big shot in those postseasons.
If LeBron does leave this summer, I don't know if he will, but if he does leave this summer, I know he won a ring with the Lakers, but only one finals appearance and it was in the bubble. Is LeBron's decision to go to L.A. a mistake? Was his time in L.A. a failure?
No. No, here's why. Because I remember when he did go to L.A., and it's before they got Anthony Davis, to be fair. People said, oh, this is more financial. This is more thinking about his future. He won't win a championship in L.A., and he did win a championship. It's not to the level of LeBron's success that we've seen in the past, where it's been death taxes and LeBron being in the NBA Finals every year. So it's not on par with the Heat. It's not on par with what he did in Cleveland, but it's still the second most important championship of his career. Cleveland is one, then the one in Los Angeles is two, and then the reasons why I just say Miami is third or fourth is because when he did go to Miami, it's not taking anything away from Miami. Everyone just expected that in Miami, he was always going to win the championship every year with the big three that they created.
Ooh, I don't like that that hierarchy of LeBron championships, though, because even though it was expected, people expected Phoenix to win championships. People expected Brooklyn to win championships. Like, I actually think it becomes more important what he did down in Miami, because other super teams have not been able to replicate that.
No, it's definitely fair. It's just the way that I perceived it. You know, him only winning two championships in Miami, and I say only in a four-year stretch, you know, all right, you lose one to the Spurs, that's fine. That Dallas one, I still can't believe it. How bad he was in that fourth quarter, and everyone says the decision is his worst career moment. The worst career moment was him after that game where he's like, oh, well, everyone else that's my fans, they got to wake up the next day and they got to go live like their miserable existence and their miserable lives. That was the worst moment of LeBron's career. You're taking some liberty there.
He didn't say exactly that.
Pretty much, though.
You got to go back to your job, and I'm LeBron.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, I have a pretty good job. I like my job. A lot of my friends wish they had my job. Like, LeBron having his job, every man in America would want to be LeBron James.
Yeah, who's the next LeBron? Because they're getting old. Like, you see LeBron, what, he dropped 38, whatever, a couple games ago.
He's still dominant. But they're getting old.
Who is that next guy? I love Anthony Edwards. Let me know if I'm wrong about that.
He has a Jordan mentality. Now, I know Jordan fans get very sensitive when you say that. I'm not saying he's going to win six championships, but Anthony Edwards is maybe the most exciting player to watch right now in the NBA, because he'll cook you from behind the arc, and then he'll have a thunderous jam in your face, and he talks a lot of crap, and he is confident. But the best player in the league right now is Nikola Jokic. And Nikola Jokic, to me, is Patrick Mahomes, where even when he doesn't play at his best, like the Chiefs, they've been down a lot in some of these postseason games. They always find a way to stun you, and you have no answer in crunch time for Jokic or Mahomes.
But when I think what Crowder's asking is, who's the next face of the league?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And while I think Jokic is by far and away the best player, I'm with you, Gelb, 100%.
Yeah.
His game is lame.
Right.
It's slow.
It's
lame.
Not sexy.
No, it's Wemby. Solana's going to say Wemby.
No. I'm saying it's not sexy, right? Like, it's not something that you want to watch. There's a reason why we barely talked about the Nuggets and Nikola Jokic despite being defending champs all season, Gelb. It's because it's not a tremendously fun product. It's not the big three heat. It's not LeBron dunking out of the stadium. Anthony Edwards has that game, but the face of the league can't play Minnesota.
Absolutely.
Can't play Minnesota, Gelb.
It's Victor Wembanyama. He's the face of the league, and Zion Williamson is number two.
I'll pop your mouth.
Oh, hold on. Zion Williamson?
I'm just teasing.
Who are you, Mariah Mills? You always have to mention Zion Williamson? Jeez Louise. I almost just had a heart attack on this show.
I'm just kidding.
So we did this topic yesterday, and we did the five people that are under 30. And it was like, who's the next faces of the league? And we went through a bunch of them. It was Giannis, right, who's still under 30. It was Nikola Jokic. We mentioned Victor Wembanyama, Anthony Edwards. And you know, you could throw Tatum and a few other guys in there. And when we did go through it, all those guys that we mentioned, they don't have great personalities. Like, Tatum doesn't have a personality. Jokic doesn't have a personality. Wemby doesn't have a personality. Anthony Edwards has a personality. And, like, I don't think Nikola Jokic's game is boring. Just him as a human is boring. And that's why people just maybe don't love him as much as he should for a guy that's won two MVPs.
But I think that's kind of quirky, is the fact that he's so not interested in you liking him that it makes it even more interesting.
He won a
championship. I find him to be very interesting.
He won a championship. He didn't even crack a smile. He's like, I just want to go back to where I'm from and play with my horses. It was wild.
It was working. You don't celebrate every victory at work. You win a ratings book. You lose a ratings book. You go into work the next day.
Hawk, I know your career. Please. When you win, you are insufferable.
I thought you were going to say, I'm just putting up L's for my entire career. You have no idea what it is to win a ratings book.
Yeah.
Win, lose, or draw, I was going to play with my horses that night.
What about the Heat tonight? Heat Celtics
tonight.
Stable
of horses waiting for him.
Can the Heat make a second miracle in this series? Any chance?
So this game tonight, I don't even care about Miami in this game. This is all about Boston. Like, Boston, you allowed Miami to win game two, and Miami, to give them credit, shot the lights out of the gym. But that was kind of that reminder of, this is why people, even with how the Celtics are better than by 15 games at every other team this year in the East, this is why people doubt the Celtics, as they have these moments in the postseason. If Boston is as great as what some people say they could be, they need to have a game three type of performance tonight and not even make this close at the end.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.